The All Share Index closed the day slightly in the red, down by just a few points. Industrials gained 0.42%. Financials closing down sharply 1.7%. Resources up by 0.71%. Here to talk about the day's action is Warren Jeffrey from Nedbank Private Wealth. Warren, nice to
Thanks
see
for
you.
Having me.
Want to start off with the rand, because it's now the time of doing this interview about 12.20, but today it went down to as low as 12.07.
Yeah. So, I mean, this morning we saw quite a nice rally in the rand, reaching lowest it's been in a long time at 12.07.
Yes.
Bit of two halves there. I think there's some momentum in our currency at the moment. You know, we're getting quite a lot of excitement in the prospects for South Africa going forward. And that in itself is seeing...
political...
On the political front and on the resource front, you know, we've seen emerging markets looking relatively strong, Chinese data is looking relatively good, and all of that translates into more demand for what we can make, what we can produce in our currency. So that's been good for the rand, but I think what I'd put hand in hand with that is the dollar's also been a bit weak, which is...
There's dollar weakness story then.
Yeah, so... And I mean, on the back of dollar weakness, I mean, they're coming up for their debt ceiling, you know, this evening. We've kind of seen that can get kicked down the road over and over again. And I think you're probably going to see more of the same. But it's quite a nice political grandstand that you get to have on that one.
So, Warren, what will the markets do if they actually don't come to an agreement today?
So, I mean, I think you might see a bit more dollar weakness. I think, you know, how serious would the market take it? And, you know, it almost becomes a game of chicken, in that if you don't extend the deadline today, what's going to happen is you start pay, you know, there's no pay for government employees and that, and all of a sudden the guys who aren't allowing the debt ceiling to be hiked, actually they become the bad guys. So
just a bizarre story.
Absolutely,
that, that keeps on recurring.
Yeah.
Okay, the other bizarre story, of course, being Steinhoff. A bit of good news for that company today. They got a 60 million euro loan facility.
Yeah, so I think, you know, on the Steinhoff, obviously that's been quite a roller coaster over the last month and a half. I think the takeaway there, and this morning they released a lot of detail, but they didn't give a lot of clarity in some of the regions. And I mean, what we've seen from there is they've provided liquidity, particularly on the SA businesses. And basically, I think it's taking baby steps towards putting some sort of stability back into their share price and on their lenders, basically trying to calm nerves, say that we've raised facilities, there's liquidity for our listed businesses going forward. You know, the challenge that they've got is there's still a question mark on what is that off-balance sheet amount.
So that stock up by 11% today.
Yeah.
But that said, what is the probability, Warren, of all of this Steinhoff drama being hedge fund machinations? I heard a figure this week that about 70% of the company's stock was out on scrip lending.
So I wouldn't be able to confirm that figure to you. You know, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that there's been a short position in a market, and you know, the challenge with that is investors can get nervous. I think if you're a longer-term investor, you have to look at the fact that something has clearly happened in Steinhoff. There does seem to have been some, you know, what are they called?
Irregularities
would be the word for it. So on the trading front, you're definitely going to get guys going short and long. And it also depends on the timing of when that, you know, when they measured how much script was short. Because, you know, if you've gone short after the news has come out, it's because you think the share might go to zero, it might be suspended. You know, there's a lot of iterations where you could make a lot of money. I think the question would be more, if you wound the clock back to early December, how much was short and who was sitting short at the time? So that's probably where you want to look.
A complex story. Back to today. A bank's quite sharply down today. First Rand 2.5%, Barclays Africa 2% down, Sanlam 3% down.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we've had quite a run in the currency, and that's generally been good for our banks. And most of our financial sector has performed very well, particularly over the last 2 weeks. So I think to a large degree, you are seeing some profit taking. And on the back of that profit taking, you know, I think we saw the currency moving a bit weaker going into the afternoon. And on the back of that, you also saw the banking shares starting to sell off a little bit. Investors just taking a bit of cash off the table at this stage. And, you know, we've still got a rating decision coming towards the end of February. So at this stage, after a nice run, there's nothing wrong with banking.
Yeah. What interest rate and outlook do you have?
So unfortunately, it is a little bit of a binary option, which is never a satisfying answer. You know, I think if you looked at South Africa or SA Inc. as a closed system, there's almost no question we should be seeing rate cuts. We don't have the inflation to justify high interest rates, and we need to produce growth. So that would justify us cutting rates. Mm. The problem we've got is there's too many uncertainties hanging in the background. And on the global stage, you know, if we are potentially facing a rating downgrade, the last thing you want to be doing as a reserve bank is cutting interest rates and then having to hike them straight away again to defend the currency.
They need a bit of ammunition in case something does
go
wrong. Yeah. So what is your outlook for the JSE then? Is it all systems go? It like seems to be equities around the world that's the case.
So I think, you know, I mean, if you're looking on the global side, you can look at it in two parts. So if you look at the global story, equities almost around the world are near all-time highs. And, you know, the expectation and probably the fear in the market at the moment is once you start seeing, you know, the instead of bond buying, bond selling and bond yields start to turn, that you're going to get a sell-off and basically switch in asset classes. Now, I think what we're seeing, and particularly with the US weakness, that's probably what that's starting to flag, is the rate at which that turn is happening is slower than what a lot of individuals had expected. So my view at this stage would be on the international markets, instead of a massive collapse, we're going to see a change in trajectory.
And I'm running out of time, sure. But outlook for JSE?
For 2018?
Yeah.
I think we're going positive. I think we are going to see a higher market. Probably not shoot the lights out, but probably another 15%.
And your stock pick is Woolies.
Woolies.
Why?
So I think, you know, Woolies actually had a disappointing trading statement out this week. But what we did see is their food sales and that are actually coming through quite strong. And that's quite a big driver for Woolies to get foot traffic into their stores. They've had debt in Australia and that, but I think what we are starting to see is, it's early days, but an easing market for the South African consumer, and Woolies is coming off quite a low base. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for recovery in the stock, and I think you could see quite a quick recovery there.
So you say get into Woolies now?
Yeah.
And looking forward to the vegetarian food options.
Absolutely.
That was Warren Jeffrey from Nedbank Private Wealth.